USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration in the state of Louisiana in the wake of Hurricane Ida. The order allows federal aid to support local recovery efforts from the areas affected by the storm. Funding will be available for individuals in 25 Louisiana parishes, according to a statement from the White House. One death has been confirmed as a result of Ida. The Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office saying in a statement on Facebook that a person in Prairieville, Louisiana, died after being injured by a fallen tree. The power supplier for the city of New Orleans says that electricity won't be restored Sunday night. Regional energy provider Entergy said in a statement that a load imbalance in the area resulted in generation in the area coming offline. All 8 transmission lines that supply electricity to Orleans Parish are currently down. And Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul came under a rocket attack early Monday morning local time. ABC News reporting that as many as 5 rockets were fired at the airport. No casualties have yet been confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Hollywood has lost another legendary figure. Jeremy Scott reports.
The family of Ed Asner announcing his death on Twitter Sunday. Asner, known best as Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Perhaps no scene more iconic than when he interviews Moore, who plays Mary Richards, for a possible job at the television station he manages.
You know what? You've got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Asner won 7 Emmy Awards, 5 for his work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He died at 91. No cause of death has been given. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the team from Taylor, Michigan has claimed the championship at the Little League World Series. They defeated fellow Great Lakes representative Hamilton, Ohio, 5-2 in the final. The win gives the state of Michigan its first Little League World Series championship since 1959. This year's tournament was also the first time since 1975 that international teams did not compete due to COVID travel restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With days to go before the U.S.'s full withdrawal from Afghanistan, there are still thousands of Afghans trying to get out of the country before then. Senator Jody Ernst says that she supports offering more special immigration visas to Afghans who are properly vetted before arriving in the United States. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that she's worried that the impending deadline will keep many of our Afghan allies from being able to leave.
I introduced legislation that would speed up the process for our special immigrant visas and allow more of those Afghans to come into the United States once they were properly vetted. That is important. We have been pushing on the State Department for months to get this done. They have drug their feet, and of course now we see the fall of Afghanistan and a very haphazard and hurriedly done withdrawal, which is turned into an emergency evacuation. So we simply need to get Americans out. We need to make sure that we're getting our Afghan partners out. It's imperative that we do this. And I'm afraid with the looming deadline, we won't be able to safely evacuate all of those that so deserve to come to the United States.
And a majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all those Afghans who work with the U.S. out of the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.